generally Catholics have kind of a bad reputation when it comes to talking about their faith. I mean, I'm sure they probably do within their homes, you know, and there's always the exceptions to the rules. So all of that aside, we generally are not very good at talking about what we believe. I've had members of other churches say to me, why is it that Catholics don't want to talk about their faith? And why is it that we don't want to talk about our faith? Sometimes we're very, very hesitant to even talk about it with our families. And why is that? What are we ashamed of? What are we afraid of? Sometimes we think we might make a mistake because, you know, we have a very long history and volumes and volumes and volumes and thousands of volumes and probably millions of volumes of books on theology and scripture and moral theology and all of these things. And we probably say, well, I don't really know the answer. Well, if you're ever able to read all of those volumes and understand them, you should be in better position than we are right now. But at the same time, there are basic things in the Christian life. You know, and the interesting thing is, theology sometimes can be really very complicated, very far out of my realm of thinking. It can be all of those things. But there are people in the world who have that kind of intellect that they like to delve into all of the minutiae, the mystery, all of those things. And they spend their lives doing that, and they do it extremely well. And thankfully, they give us information. But if we read all those books, and we were still reluctant to talk about it, why is that? You know, unfortunately, Catholics do have this tradition that when we, our religious education seems to have a time limit. That by the time we say, if we've been baptized in the church, we prepare for our first communion. Hopefully the parents are helping the children learn something in the meantime about who God is, what he's about, what he expects of us, how he expects us to treat other people, and all of those things. But frequently, the end of the religious education is the eighth grade. And for some reason or other, we feel that if we last that long, we know all there is that I need to know for my salvation and all I need to know about my faith. And unfortunately, that's just the beginning. How often does anybody anymore pick up a book on your faith or a magazine article and read something about your faith life or your church or about a better understanding of a scripture story? How often do we do that sort of thing? I know people's lives are very, very busy. And, you know, there's a lot of noise out there, a lot of demands for our time, for our attention. You can name them. There's thousands of them every day of your life. Not least among them is television and iPods and iPads and all of the electronic stuff that goes with it, besides your schoolwork, your job, whatever that may be, the requirements of that, you know, and it goes up to children, what they need, where they need to be, and how do I get there, and all of these things, all of that comes into play. But it seems to me that all of those things, as important as they may be in our lives, there still has to be room for understanding a little bit more about Jesus Christ, who he is, what he can do, what he has done. Why did he call me? Why did he invite me to be a member of his community, of his body? Why did he do that? What does he expect of me as a member of his church? And so many times those questions don't even enter our minds. And as a consequence, we don't do much about it. And if somebody asks us about it, we don't just seem to have much of an answer. And usually, or frequently, you hear the response, well, I keep my religion pretty private. So we're almost ashamed or afraid or whatever it may be to even admit that we're Catholic. It's like, well, it's kind of embarrassing. I mean, the church has done and been responsible for some embarrassing things. I'm sure that's not all in the past either. There probably will be more because we're people and people mess up. So somewhere along the way, you know, we have to learn to deal with it in a positive way and say, we make mistakes. We learn from our mistakes, we move forward. But somehow, our Lord has to be able to get into our heads. This gospel story today is pretty much like every one of us. To many, many things of God, we are deaf. We don't hear. And because we don't hear, we can't speak. We don't know how to speak clearly because if I can't hear myself, it's very difficult for me to express anything clearly. And so maybe that gospel story today is more about us. Remember, the Word of God is a living Word. It's not like a history book that we're reading to you here. This is not history. It may have happened 2,000 years ago, but the Word of God is living. So what you understand today may not be the same as you understand 5 years from now when you read the same gospel reading. Today you may get a message from this that says, maybe I really need to allow the Lord to open my ears. Maybe I really need to make some time for Him. Maybe I really need to read something about who He is, what He has done for me, what He expects of me. And the way I find it is through his book, the Bible. But it's a living Word, so I may read it today, and a year from now, I read it again, and I may have a totally different perception of what He's trying to tell me. That's because the Word of God is living, and we're living. Our circumstances change, things change all around us. We grow, hopefully, so that's the way we learn. But we have, first of all, to be open to what our Lord is trying to get to us. And we can't do that if we totally block off everything that there is to learn about Christ, His church, if we shut that all off when we finish our religious education. Besides that, the answers that we get at that point of our life probably are not going to be sufficient for us to deal with the issues that we have to deal with later in life. So if we're not trying to keep up with what's going on with our Lord, with our church, with our God, what He's expecting of me, what I expect of Him, if we're not doing something about learning about that, we're going to find ourselves sometimes in pretty difficult straits. And maybe at those times too, we just say, well, I'm sorry, this is very private. I don't want to talk about it. It's because we don't maybe know anything. Or we don't want to kind of say something that makes us look like we're really out of it. So the gospel story today is really about us. It's about our Lord trying to get through to us. And it means that He has to be part of this busy schedule of ours. That somewhere in that day, there should be at least a few minutes that I can say, this is my time with God. I mean, think what He gives you every day. He gives you time. He gives you the breath you breathe. He gives you the beat of your heart. He gives you all of these things. We would think that somewhere along the way, we could take time and say, Lord, I'm here. Speak to me. Maybe it's when you sit down and read your Bible. You don't have to read a lot. But sometimes just to get ourselves thinking a little bit about something besides the routine of our daily lives. Maybe we can just spend a few minutes and read a passage from the scriptures. Like I say, it doesn't have to be long. If you get interested in the story that goes on and on and on, that's fine if you've got the time to do that. Or to pick up something about your faith, to read about the church. What is happening? What Pope Francis is talking about. When it comes to our country in a couple of weeks, you know, we can sit and watch TV, and of course, depends which channel you get, what interpretation you're going to get of what he has to say. Or you can read what he has to say. Or you can listen live to what he's doing, if you have the time to do that. But somehow or another, we have to show some kind of an interest in who we are as Catholics. Because, I mean, it's very obvious to so many other denominations. They look at us and say, you people don't even talk about God. How can you know who he is? How can you say you love him? How can you know anything about him or know what he expects of you when you don't even talk about it? And that's very, very true. Just think about, you don't have to examine anybody's conscience but your own. Think how often in the time of the day does that ever cross your mind? You know, like somebody says, well, you know, I do my praying when I'm driving to work. Well, everybody should be praying then around here. But that's, do we take time to listen to God? I mean, you can't really drive and pray too well, because otherwise you're not concentrating on your driving, and you may become a hazard on the road anyway. But just think about this. Jesus opened the sky's ears. He took him away from the noise of what was all around. He took him away from the crowd. That's symbolic. He's trying to say you need sometimes to get away from the crowd, where there's a little bit of quiet that you can enjoy, where you don't have the TV blasting, you don't have all of this stuff, this noise that's going on around us all the time, or the physical and mental demands that are made on you each and every day. You go aside and spend some time. Let God speak to you. Use the gifts that he's given to us. We have such a treasure. We should be the ones talking to other people in the world and saying to them, you know, we have the riches of Christ himself that he has given to us. His living word, for one thing. We have the sacraments that he has given to us to nurture us, to help us grow, to become what he expects us to be, to forgive us, to support us in marriage and priesthood, you know, all of these things. We have all of these traditions, this long history of our church, which I said is not always all glorious, but there are those moments that we really have really made ourselves shine before the world. It's interesting, we are called by Christ to be his body on earth. Through our baptism, we become part of it. We are supposed to be his living presence in this world as church. But how can we be his living presence when sometimes we know so little about him? And when we seem so sometimes to care so little about what he said and what he taught and who he is? And how sometimes, you know, our ultimate goal is to one day spend eternity with God. But if I don't know anything about him and don't seem interested in trying to find something out about him, I don't take time to acknowledge him and to proclaim him in my life, what are we looking for? What is that eternity going to be like for us if we seem to have no interest in what he's offering to us? So the gospel story today needs to reach all of us, including me. We need to open our ears. We need to be open to the word of God. We need to be open to the understanding that people have of their God. We need to be able to talk about God, who he is in our lives, what he means in our lives. I think then we will succeed as church. We will be his presence in this world. We will make a difference in this world. But until we know who he is, it's hard to be and represent who he asks us to be in this world, his presence. So allow the Lord to open your ears. It will clarify your speech about him. Allow yourself to learn something about God. Take the time. It is very, very important for us. I mean, after all, we want to spend eternity with him. You think you would want to learn something about that now?